So here's the feast of the ascension of Jesus into heaven, celebrated today, and not on Ascension Thursday. See, some of us will admit to being old enough to remember Ascension Thursday. And for years and years and years, a holy day of obligation, right? In fact, since the very foundation of the church, Ascension Thursday has always been honored, and not just in the Catholic Church, right? But all the Orthodox churches, we're talking all over the world. It was all up until about 20 years ago. Bishops took a vote, and they moved the Ascension from Ascension Thursday until today, and it's caused no shortage of confusion, right? We got, in the parish office, we got phone calls all week long. What's your Mass schedule for Ascension Thursday? And we had to tell them one after another, you know, that these days Jesus goes to heaven on Sundays. The bishops took a vote. It's all different now. But there's a movement afoot to bring Ascension Thursday back to Thursday. So stay tuned. We might have a new edition in the future. But the Feast of the Ascension into Heaven is without a doubt the least appreciated of all of the very important feast days of our year. It is simultaneously the most important, least appreciated feast day that we have. The Ascension is an afterthought for most people. Everybody knows Christmas. Everybody knows Easter. But the Ascension of Jesus into heaven, that's just an afterthought. We don't even think about it at all. So what we're going to do today, two things. Number one, explain what the Ascension is. And number two, explain why it matters so much. So first thing, what's the Ascension? Well, 40 days after Jesus rises from the dead, he ascends into heaven to bodily glory. Now, 40 is an important number in the Bible. Anywhere in the Bible, you see the number 40 show up. That means big changes are afoot. For example, for how long did it rain on the earth in the days of Noah and the ark before the floodwaters covered the earth? 40 days and 40 nights. And God renewed the face of the earth, right? Big change. How long did the Israelites wander in the desert before they took over the promised land? 40 years, right? And big change from slavery to having a land of their own. And how long did Jesus fast and pray in the desert until he began his public life? 40 days. And you talk about a big change. From Jesus essentially living a private life as a carpenter in Nazareth, about which we know almost nothing, to the Christ we know from the scriptures. Big change. So 40 days after Jesus rises, he ascends into heaven. What's the big change? Well, the big change is he's not walking the earth anymore the way he used to. It's going to be very, very different from now on. And he ascends into heaven. And that doesn't just mean, you know, he changes location, right? He goes from point A to point B. But if you want to understand what the Ascension means, we have to understand what it means that Jesus first descended. Okay, so let me explain. And I'm going to explain it like this. Imagine for a moment that I have a magic wand. Right? Let's just imagine. And with my magic wand, I have the power to turn you into a grasshopper. Hoppity-hop through the grass. And while you're a grasshopper, you don't lose anything of who you are. You've still got your intelligence. You've still got your memory. You've still got your emotions. You've still got all the aspirations of your spirit. You still have your personality. But in everything, you are limited to a field-hopping insect. Question for you. How big of a step down would that be in your life? A very, very big step down. But nothing, literally nothing, compared to the step down that Jesus took when he became a man. Because there's a finite difference between me and a grasshopper, but there is an infinite difference between me and God. And when Jesus became a man and walked this earth, it was a non-stop act of humility, a big descending And now that he ascends to the Father, all is as it was in eternity, together with the Son and the Holy Spirit. And that's what the ascension is. But here's the real question. Why is that so important? You know, why is it so important? And to answer that question, I'm going to ask you a question. And that is, wouldn't it have been great if Jesus didn't have to ascend into heaven at all? I mean, how great would that be? I mean, imagine if you've got a question, right? You just walk over and talk to him. He's sitting right there. You're having a hard time in your life. You want to know why God is doing these things to you in your life. He's sitting right over there. Just walk over and have a conversation, because Jesus never ascended. Wouldn't that be just so great? No. No, it would not. And Jesus himself is the one who tells us so. And he tells his apostles repeatedly, "Believe me," he says to his apostles, "it's better for you that I go. And if you really love me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father." Now, let's understand why. Three ways why. Okay, here's the first. Because Jesus ascends into heaven, he can be with you intimately and personally whenever you want, which is not something that would have happened if you'd been alive while he walked this earth. Because if you'd been alive while Jesus walked this earth, you would have seen the limitations of that human nature that he had. If Jesus is over here talking to Steve, he's not over there talking to Mary Kate, right? One place at a time. But now, because he ascends into heaven and sends his Holy Spirit, he is intimately, personally, spiritually present whenever you want. And St. Augustine is the one who tells us this. He says it's because his presence has passed mysteriously into the sacraments. Now, the word sacrament means promise. Whenever these mysteries are celebrated, Jesus has promised that he's going to be there. Are you there? Well, that's up to you. But he is definitely there. People think the word sacrament means holy, sacred. Sacrament comes from the Latin word sacramentum, and it means promise. He's promised that he's there. Now, don't disdain that Jesus did this. A lot of people, they say to themselves, if I'd only lived in the time of Jesus, it would have been so much better. It always took faith to see Jesus. Always. If you'd lived in the time of Jesus, it would have taken titanic faith for you to see this ordinary-looking man and say, that's God come down to earth. It's always taken faith to recognize him. And it takes faith to recognize him in the sacrament. It's never been clear as day. That won't happen until heaven. But don't disdain that Jesus did this. You think you've lost something because you weren't alive in the days of Jesus? Augustine assures us this privilege has not been denied you. That means the ascension is the beginning of something, not the end. That's the first reason why it matters. Here's the second. It's because it perfects our hope. Now, what's hope? People banter about the word hope. I hope that it doesn't rain next Saturday because I'm planning this great big outdoor party in my backyard. I really hope that it doesn't rain. I've got a brand new pope. I really hope everything works out for the best. What do people mean by and large when they speak of hope? You know what they mean? They mean a vague wish that everything's going to work out for the best. When we say hope in the church, that's not what we mean. Hope has a meaning. Hope is a theological virtue given to you in baptism, strengthened in confirmation, by which you can know that God will give you everything you need to get to heaven. Now, don't misunderstand. He doesn't give everything you want. But picture this. Walking through the day, all day long, knowing that no matter what happens to you, what seems to be for the good or what seems to be for the bad, you can hope and know that God himself is helping direct your steps to heaven. So one of the most important things to understand about hope is it's not so much about this world. And that's a big shock for people. Because by and large, we assume that we're supposed to have our complete fulfillment right here in this world. And you want to know what? one of the things the Ascension teaches us. This world is not your home. You weren't made for this place. And don't get me wrong, it's a beautiful world. It is filled with glory and goodness and love and all the things of God, but it's a distant echo of your real homeland. Jesus ascends into heaven to show us where our hope is fulfilled. Jesus ascends into heaven as if to tell us all, everybody, look up here. And that is a great, great help as we make our way through life. That's the second reason the Ascension matters so much. Here's the third, and this is the most important one of all. It perfects our love. Let's talk about why. What does love want? You ever ask that question? You say, one guy says to some other lady, I love you. What does that mean? Well, among other things, it means this. Love wants union. Two people love each other. They want to be together, together, together. If I say that I love ice cream, what does that mean? That means that I want to be one with the ice cream, right? I'm going to devour it down into nothingness. Love wants union. Because of the Ascension, now understand, God will be more united to us than ever before if there'd never been any sin. Because when Jesus ascends into heaven, he doesn't throw his human nature off like an old envelope into the trash can. Somehow, mysteriously, the human nature that Jesus took on when he was born in Bethlehem is now united with the Father and the Holy Spirit forever. Do you know what that means for you? That means now heaven will be infinitely greater and more than it ever would have been if there'd never been a sin. Because just like Jesus' human nature is united to the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, your human nature is called to be united as well. Love wants union. And because of the Ascension, that's now possible. Now, if you listen real carefully to what I said, you might have noticed something. The three reasons the Ascension matters have to do with faith, hope, and love. The Ascension perfects them all. There is one way and one way only that a human being comes close to God. Their faith, hope, and love. That's it. There is no other way. In fact, I can put it this way. Everything that we do as a church, and I mean every sacrament, every prayer, every blessing, every electric bill, is ordered towards one thing: increasing and perfecting your faith, hope, and love. And the Ascension is what makes that possible. That's why it matters so much. So the Feast of the Ascension into Heaven, mysterious feast day, but understand, it's not a sad goodbye. It's not the end of something. It's the beginning of something. Jesus ascending into heaven, giving us the hope that where he is now, we one day may be as well. Amen.